go to Barry Lenehan and continue our tour of constituencies across the country. And I want to go first to Tipperary, which is, of course, the only constituency in the country that didn't return a Fine Gael TD in 2016.
Yeah, and a complicated electoral equation here, Katie, as well. Of course, Tipperary, 5 seats, 2 independents, 1 Fianna Fáil, 1 Labour and 1 Workers Unemployed Action Group, Seamus Healy. Complicated because North Tip and South Tip said to be culturally different, and you have 2 strong independents, Michael Lowry in North Tip, Jean Poole Fine Gael, Matty McGrath in South Tipperary, Jean Poole Fianna Fáil. The race is on between them, we're told, as to see who will top the poll. Lowry has topped the poll in every election he's fought since 1997, but local sources say that Matty McGrath is poised to perhaps this time unseat him as the poll topper in Tipperary. McGrath, his national profile perhaps at its zenith, and he will benefit as well from the absence of a Fianna Fáil candidate in Clonmel. Lowry the last time took almost 17% and Matty McGrath 14.5%.
Okay, so bragging rights aside for who comes in first, who's going to fill those other seats? Fianna Fáil have 3 candidates in
place. Yeah, Jackie Cahill, the incumbent, and he's also regarded as certain to retain his seat. He's took 9.5% in the last election in 2016. The former president of the ICMSA, a farmer, big vote around Thurles. Now, Fianna Fáil feels it has an outside chance here with Imelda Goldsborough. However, she's based out of Ballingarry, so will be geographically isolated. An interesting subplot here is the 3rd Fianna Fáil candidate, Sandra Farrell, who my local sources tell me is being helped by the camp of Michael Smith Jr., who reportedly want Cahill off the ticket and out of the pitch so the Smith dynasty can return to Leinster House. Although Sandra Farrell's uncle, Hughie McGrath, an independent councillor in Tipperary, is said not to be canvassing for her, as she perhaps didn't canvass for him in the local election.
excellent sources.
This is so rather than constituency for all.
Talk to me about Alan Kelly. Alan Kelly, because I think everyone will remember Alan Kelly's enthusiastic response, shall we say, to his election in the last time, 2016.
Well, he was written off by many in 2016, you'll remember, but just got over by around 1,000 votes. He is hampered this time by a constituency redraw. He'll lose approximately 1,000 votes in parts of Newport, which is going into Limerick, and that's the only part of Tipperary to have a sitting Labour councillor. However, he has garnered a national profile out of the cervical check crisis in recent times, whilst his brother, of course, was the sponsor of the Tipperary hurling team, which won the All-Ireland title last August. And Vicky Phelan and the Tipperary hurling manager Liam Sheedy will launch his campaign this coming weekend. There will be a big battle for hearts and minds in North Tipperary, though, between Kelly and the independent councillor Joe Hannigan, 2 larger-than-life personalities, big characters. Hannigan actually took 12% in Offaly in 2016. That's when part of North Tipperary around Boris O'Kane was part of the constituency. Some suggestions he could take as many as 1 in 3 votes, and as a former chairperson of the Tipperary Football County Board, which is a South Tipperary sporting pursuit, he could be a live dark horse.
Okay, but the big question, and I know the one that the minister is hanging on to hear, what are Fine Gael's chances?
Yeah, well, at the selection convention for Fine Gael, Councillor Garrett Hearn beat Mary Newman Julian by 6 votes at a convention that went past 2 o'clock in the morning. However, Miss Newman Julian was subsequently added to the ticket, and my Fine Gael sources tell me she is the preferred candidate. She is, of course, a sister of Kate O'Connell, the Dublin Bay South TD, who has reportedly brokered a deal with Simon Coveney to back Newman Julian over Ahern, even though Ahern is his former driver. Now, private polling here in Tipperary suggests the party could be poised to replicate its mistake of 2016. It currently has a quota split between the 2 candidates. Internal Fine Gael research, which I've also caught sight of, taking into account historical trends and transfer analysis, suggests Fine Gael leads over 30% here. So perhaps they're dicing with danger again.
And Sean Healy.
Seamus Healy, yes, he will be regarded as the most vulnerable here should Fine Gael regain its seat. Based in Clonmel, I was there around 2 weeks ago for GA match, and there was a suggestion that he may not run in this election, but he is there. Took 10% in 2016 and first elected in 2000. Overall prediction, you're looking at Lowry, McGrath and Cahill as certainties, Kelly as probable, and then between Fine Gael and Healy for the final seat, with this regarded as an imperative win for Fine Gael. Perhaps the seat could be lost for some time if either of Ahern or Numa Juliet fails to win. The other candidates, Marta Brown, Sinn Féin, Dolores Cahill, Irish Freedom, Rob O'Donnell, the Green Party, and Donald Shanahan, Independent.
OK, that's Tipperary. Now, brace yourselves, gentlemen, because Barry is now going to tell us what his sources are telling him about Wicklow.
Yes, and both Harris and Donnelly are slipping me pieces of paper to say they're not certain here.
We're not as well informed as you, I think.
But overall,
actually notes that I'm... No,
Fine Gael eked out two seats off 27.5% here in 2016. And the Health Minister, Simon Harris, is expected to sail home. 15.5% of the vote in 2016, proven vote getter, going back to when he was just 22 years of age in the 2009 local elections. I got the highest vote share of any councillor in the country. However, bad news for Leo Varadkar and Tom Curran would suggest that Harris would pull votes from beyond his base in Greystones, which may jeopardise the chances of his party colleague Minister of State Andrew Doyle. 8.8% last time. He's under an all-out assault at the southern end of the constituency from several strong candidates. The third Fine Gael candidate here is Billy Timmins, who held a seat from 1997 to 2016 but lost it for renewal last time. That seat in his family since 1965, so Fine Gael in a battle to retain too.
And Fianna Fáil?
Fianna Fáil, it has two TDs going into this election, but of course Stephen Donnelly elected as the Social Democrats in 2016, a 21% poll topper, elected as an independent in 2011. My local sources suggest he could be in trouble here. Some suggestions his vote could halve. The three councillors he backed in the local elections, none of them elected. He has an office at Bray, which had the lowest Fianna Fáil vote of anywhere in the country out of all 166 local electoral areas at the local election. Just 5.3%. The other Fianna Fáil TD here is Pat Casey. He's in the equation to top the poll, some suggest. 9.1% in 2016, based in Glendalough, but he's claimed Arklow as his own, I'm told, which currently has no TD. Having spoken to top brass of both Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael seems more confident of holding two seats here.
The other incumbent is Sinn Féin's John Brady.
16% in 2016 after narrowly missing out 5 years previous. This is one of the constituencies where Sinn Féin has endured much internal strife, losing three councillors, 8% in the local elections. And one of those councillors, John Snell, is running in this race. Brady was front and centre, though, with the workers at the Rondo dog food factory closure, and the feeling locally is he may just about survive.
Okay, that's the outgoing TDs or candidates. Who might unseat one of those?
Social Democrats, Jennifer Whitmore, the former parliamentary assistant of Stephen Donnelly, 20% vote in Greystones and the locals, a key battleground in this election. Independent Joe Behan, a whopping 30% in the locals, elected for Fianna Fáil in 2007, resigned a year later from the party, but off the pace in 2011 and 16. Labour field Paul O'Brien, not thought to be in the reckoning. Of course, the party has held seats here the past with the likes of Liz McManus and Anne Ferris. The big two to watch out for, we're told, is our former colleague Valerie Cox. She confirmed the worst kept secret in Wicklow today that she's running in this election. She left RTE in 2016 and attracted headlines in 2018 after the national broadcaster was ordered to pay her €50,000 because the Workplace Relations Commission deemed RTE had discriminated against her on age profile. And then there's the green wave. Stephen Matthews, a councillor since 2014, an electrician for Irish Rail, 25% in Bray West in the local elections. And that local activism tallied to the green wave has him well poised to perhaps give us an overall prediction, Katie, that Casey and Harris are in a battle to top the poll. An air of vulnerability exists around Doyle, Donnelly, and to a lesser extent Brady, with Stephen Matthews the most likely to gain. And the other candidates here, Katie, are Sharon Briggs, Solidarity People Before Profit, Seamus O'Connor, AIDTU, Dara Fitzgerald, Independent, Eileen Gunning of the National Party, John Larkin, Independent, and Charlie Keddie, Independent. He's been contesting elections since 1991.
Indeed he has. Barry Lenehan, once again, a forensic dissection of those two constituencies.